Time to check in, say good morning, and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Happy August, Mayor.
Indeed. Here it is. Summer's flying, Joe. All the time. I don't know where the time goes, but in the middle of it, it's all good, though. It's all good. We've had a good summer.
What's going on in the schools over the summer that folks will realize in the fall?
A lot of work done in the buildings, public buildings department under Commissioner Hines. They do catch up with a lot of work orders. The various school principals look for work to be done that, you know, it would be disruptive if you're in the building while the kids are learning. So summertime gets, schools get a lot of attention in the building. So sometimes it's maybe building a new classroom out or, you know, as the population shifts at different schools, the needs shift. So public buildings does a great job. We get a great group of carpenters, electricians, and plumbers, and painters, and they do a lot of great work in-house. And so, and I have the list in front of me. I know we're doing a couple of schoolyards as well. Marymount Schoolyard was resurfaced this week, as well as a portion of Point Webster Schoolyard. They were both in really bad shape. So, you know, projects like that get done, and then hopefully when the kids return, they come back to a beautiful, shiny school building.
Yep, yep. I understand there's a ropes course being constructed down Quincy Point.
Yeah, that's something that Commissioner Murphy and his department's been working on for a while. You know, the Sheriff's Department used to have one that's now inactive, as I understand it. And it comes in real handy for part of a leadership program for our young people. And Matt Lowe, who works for us, he's part school, part recreation, heads up a number of leadership programs. And this will be one of the key ones, particularly for middle schoolers. It's really a big deal for a kid to go through this. And I know it was very successful for many years, but we felt it was time, in the absence of that one, that we're going to do our own. And we had the funding for it. And, you know, hopefully within a couple of weeks we'll be able to start using it.
Where is that located, Mayor?
So Mount Street Beach. Mm-hmm. There's a field behind the beach that backs up to the neighborhood and four of a clubhouse. There's a big space there. And it's kind of depressed the land a little bit from where the houses are, so it doesn't stick out as much. I think it's a perfect location. It was an underutilized site, and we can use the four of a clubhouse when the weather's bad for instruction and things. So it's going to be a great amenity added to our resources for, not only for our Department of Natural Resources, but as I mentioned, for programs in our schools.
Very good. There's a is there also a new park being constructed in that area, Cleverly Court area?
There will be at one point. Yeah, we're looking at it now. We did acquire land from the MWRA. It used to be industrial use.
Right.
It's basically big, huge paved area that, yes, we're working with Commissioner Murphy once again and trying to come up with a plan that makes sense for the neighborhood.
Sure. Very good. It's an area that needs more green space, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Big time.
This, as you know, Mayor, is National Community Health Center Week. And, of course, here in Quincy, we have Manit Community Health Center, with an event happening tomorrow that you'll be speaking at.
Yes, Manit does a great job. They've been around for a long time. The first Manit Health operation is still there on C Street in House Neck. They've since added, of course, West Quantum Street. They're in Taunton, and I don't know if it's Attleboro or North Attleboro, and Hull. So they've got a number of locations now. Cynthia Sierra and the team do a great job there. You know, we also have South Cove, which is a very successful healthcare facility as well. They have a place in Boston and Quincy and up in Malden, essentially serving the Asian population with their needs and all the language challenges that's come with all that. So we've got two great institutions in Quincy. But yes, we've been working specifically with Manit on a project at Quincy High School.
Oh, at Quincy High. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're looking at, we'll be announcing a little more detail, but we're looking at offering some more health services directly with our school kids. And it's been tried in a couple of other locations, and we're able to secure some funding for it. So we'll be talking more about that this week.
Oh, very good. You mentioned Taunton. I know they're doing that at the Taunton schools as well.
Yes, yep.
All right. And that's, let's see, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at their West Quantum Street headquarters. And there are events taking place all week, actually, at Manitz locations for National Health Center Week that folks can partake of.
Absolutely.
Tonight, Mayor, is National Night Out at Pageant Field.
Yes, that's another great opportunity for the police departments across our country to connect with their communities. Now, Quincy is, I think, is already well connected with the community when you talk about community policing programs. And, you know, Chief Kennedy, his team, they do great, great work, really professional department. And I, through all the challenges of the last several years in policing and so forth and all the issues surrounding it, I never felt that the police department in Quincy really was under any undue scrutiny or criticism. I think for the most part, the people of Quincy respect what they do. They support their law enforcement here in the city. And so tonight's just an opportunity for to recognize them and a little reminder of, you know, how important public safety is and policing is. And they'll have a nice little program up at Pageant Field. I think it starts at 5 o'clock.
Yep, 5 to 8 p.m. It's free and open to everybody. And then after you go to that, you can go to the Taste of Quincy up at the Best Western's Adams Inn. So much going on.
There is a ton going on. Yeah.
The Quincy Chamber puts on this event every year, and I know folks look forward to it. Patrons and restaurants alike as well.
Well, they've got a good night for all of these events, because last night would have been tough, and maybe tomorrow night would have been tough.
Yes.
So squeezing one in.
Yes, and hopefully the weather cooperates this weekend for the 70s, 80s, 90s dance party on the Hancock Adams Common.
Yeah, you know, people really enjoy those concerts.
Yeah.
I get feedback from people all across the city, and, you know, we're a vibrant city, and that's another example of that. You know, people looking for things to do and not to be necessarily booked for something or having to pay $100 to get in. It's mm-hmm. It's open and available to the public, and people enjoy them. They really do. John and his team do a nice job.
Yeah, it's, as you mentioned, it's free. It's, I know a lot of folks just like to walk or take the tea. It's very convenient. Yeah. Enjoy a meal in one of the many restaurants afterwards. So a great summer evening for sure.
It doesn't go as far back for you, though. It's, that's in the 70s. I think you were more 60s, not sure.
I was still watching Romper Room. any thought yet, Mayor, as to some priorities for the City Council in the fall when they reconvene?
We're working on some issues now. There's always ordinances and issues to tweak or update or make some changes based on public input and where people are. But I don't have anything major at the moment, but I'm sure we'll be getting into a little bit more further into the month. The first meeting will be with Labor Day. I think it'll be the Tuesday.
Yep.
So the 8th, I believe.
That's right. Yep.
Election primary day is very early this year.
Before Labor Day, yes.
Yeah, that's very unusual. So we'll be talking more about that as we get closer, I'm sure.
Okay. Look forward to that. And thank you for your time. Enjoy your day and the rest of the week.
You also. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.